Sometimes it feels like the news is full of things that have never happened before. And that is not exactly true. In fact, it may have happened this very week, hundreds or thousands of years ago. I'm Sally Helm, host of the podcast History This Week from the History Channel. Trade embargoes? Thomas Jefferson tried them. Rent too high? We've been arguing about that for a while. Each episode is proof. The past isn't that far away. Listen to History This Week, available now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, folks. We met with Bernie Pinsenot last hour talking about the apathy in voting. They're projecting about a 13-15% turnout. And unfortunately, there are a number of critical votes that will be had in a number of different parishes, not to mention the Senate vote, and that's going to take place in every parish in this state. You have the PSC that's going to cover a large portion of the state as well, and the Bessie board that covers a fairly large portion of the state too, that there will be voting on. But in St. Tammany Parish, you have a couple of millage renewals and others that are very much about providing the sustenance necessary to deliver services within that parish, whether it's in the city or in the unincorporated areas or the incorporated areas. Sam Caruso, St. Tammany Parish Chamber of Commerce board members, been an elected official and been involved in St. Tammany politics for a long time, watching a lot of what's going on in the growth over there. Sam, welcome to the show.
Hey, Newell, how are you? Good morning.
Doing well. It's good. It's good to hear from you. Thank you for joining us this morning. I'll let you start out. Maybe state of the state of St. Tammany. You know, Nancy Landry saying 15% turnout. That's abysmal, sure. Right? I mean, it's just
terrible. Absolutely terrible. Now, I guess the good news is, you know, St. Tammany Parish had the highest early vote turnout from what I've heard of any of the parishes across the state, but not good turnout. And I know there was a surge in early voting at the end of the week, and you might imagine there were a few things in the news that might have driven some of that.
Yeah, maybe.
Some people off the couch.
Yeah.
We might talk about that a little bit.
Well, why don't we start right there? I made a comment early on this morning that we need to separate those issues, right? Because this is sure. about the entity and the sustenance necessary to keep it going, the revenue it needs for the entity. Former Sheriff Randy Smith was a friend. I wish him luck in dealing with his personal challenges that he has. But the fact of the matter is, he was not the entity. The St. Tammany Parish Sheriff's Office is. And that's what this is all about moving forward. Right, Sam?
Absolutely. The sheriff, I think he ended up doing the right thing. The institution, like you said, it is bigger than one person. And the deputies serve the community every day. They deserve continued support. This particular millage is a renewal of a millage that's been around since 1978. It's about $13.5 million a year. It represents a little over 13% of the department's entire operating budget. It's really important because if you lose this millage, I think I read this morning, you've got about 70 of the deputies who would be at risk of just not being there anymore. That's a reduction in law enforcement. And they had nothing to do with the news of the last couple of weeks, and they don't deserve to be punished. I think we can move on from that now.
Well, you know, the irony here, or not irony, but what makes it worse, and I'm not trying to scare people, but if you lose 70 deputies, you put all of the other deputies at risk, right? You don't have the necessary backup. I could just go on and on, and we don't have enough time. So just know that there's nothing positive that comes out of this millage failing.
That's correct. And it would put a tremendous amount of strain on the parish government to try to fill some of that gap. And as you know, and we'll talk about it, I think, a little bit later on, the parish government is already in a very significant fight to make certain that we're properly funding the entire justice system. So that's something that's coming down the road later in December. But right now, it is absolutely critical that we have this particular funding for the Sheriff's Department, as well as some of the other millages that are on the ballot tomorrow. The Mosquito District is just as important.
The Mosquito Abatement District, 2.95 mills renewal for a period of time of 10 years, which I would suspect it was passed probably around the same time as the sheriff's millage, right?
Yes, yes, back in 2016. And it was passed in 2016 at 4.2 mills. So reducing it to 2.95, over a mill, about a mill and a quarter, That's big numbers. And in St. Tammany Parish, one mill equals $3.16 million across the whole parish. And so you're really saving people money when you see these kinds of reductions. One of the misnomers that is very common out there, especially in social media right now, is that the millage rates keep going up. Property values have, in fact, gone up in some instances. Not across the board necessarily, but millage rates, you know, I've been working millage elections since 2001 Newell, and for the last 7 years or so, I haven't worked on a single millage campaign where the millage has gone up. They've either, in some cases, stayed the same. In most cases, they've been reduced. The library last year reduced by a mill. This Mosquito one is reducing by a mill and a quarter. The sheriff is reducing slightly from his last millage. So there are there are efforts being made by these taxing agencies across the parish to lower these millage rates. You got to remember, these folks live here too. They recognize and they don't like paying taxes any more than you and I do. And so they want to make certain that those millage rates are where they need to be in order to provide the services they provide, but not excessive. And, you know, the Mosquito District, for instance, is a really good example of an agency that has done all the right things in the last year. They were under a tremendous amount of scrutiny, if you might remember. There was a government efficiency committee looking at them. Tomorrow, if you vote yes, you're going to lower that millage by 30%. They're selling some assets worth about $600,000. They've made 11% reductions in their overall budget, or really about $1 million in budget cuts. And again, this millage itself is going to save the parish more than $3.2 million a year. And the total property tax on this is roughly, what, $65 a year for a house worth about $300,000. In order to get rid of the most hated, even more hated than politicians, are mosquitoes. So I think that's an important thing for folks to remember.
So true. This is encouraging, though, Sam, and because it has been a top line conversation now for a period of time about the realignment of these millages, right? Because they were kind of all out of alignment, right? And it's encouraging to see that folks are making the attempt to bring that back into alignment, because there are other agencies that are underfunded that need more funding, and they have the data to prove that they need more funding, right?
100%. And we, as we touched on earlier, later this year, the parish council is going to move forward with a quarter cent sales tax effort. It's going to be on the December ballot, and that will fund the justice system. That is going to be district attorney's office, the judicial system, part of the jail funding, et cetera. That is an absolutely critical funding measure. They've tried six times in 10 years to find a solution, and the voters have said no every time. This time, the difference is there has been a concerted effort by all taxing bodies to find a way to make certain that the property tax side of the ledger goes down as much or more. Really, an effort is being made to make it more of a reduction in property taxes than the increase of a quarter cent on sales tax, which 21% of a sales tax gets paid for by people who are coming through St. Tammany Parish, not necessarily people who live in St. Tammany Parish. So there's some real financial advantages to the way they've structured that one. And it is aimed straight at that justice system. And it's very important. We've got to get this done. And we've seen some real progress, Newell. You know, in May, when we ran some of our analytics May 1st, over 75% of the folks who were communicating at all about this in the social media world were a hard no. Don't even talk to me about this. I'm voting against every incumbent. I'm voting against every single tax, whether it's new or a renewal. It doesn't even matter if you're going to bring the tax down. I'm no. By June 15th, with some education, some fantastic infographics that were done by private citizens, some information from the parish government, a lot of public meetings, and there'll be a ton more of those. Now, 63% of the same population is saying, tell me a little bit more about how we can fix this. Let's have a discussion about what works, what doesn't work, what's legal, what's not legal. Now, that's not the same. I'm not saying they 63% of the folks are saying they're favorable, but they went from don't even talk to me to now 63% of the folks who are engaging in these conversations want to know more. I see that as a real glimmer of hope that we're going to see some engagement that is meaningful and some conversations that really get to the heart of the issues before the.
Hey, what's up, Flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
End of the year.
Yeah. What other initiatives do you see on the ballot that are incredibly important at this? They're all important, but that stick out as being really, really important for the funding.
Sure. Sure. In Slidell, the city of Slidell has a couple of millage renewals on the ballot. Those are going to be to support the garbage, water, sewer systems, some of the core functions of the municipality. And those are all renewals, no increases there. I think there's a fire protection district in Madisonville, also a renewal. There's a couple of recreation districts in Folsom and Abita Springs. All of these are at the same rate or lower rates than were previously in place. So there's a lot of incentive for folks to get out and vote yes tomorrow, because you're really going to impact in a positive way your tax bill at the end of the day.
What is the mood of the parish in the aftermath of the sheriff resigning? And in particular, have you heard anything about the mood as it relates to that renewal, millage renewal?
Well, I think the best word for the mood is relief. I think people are glad that it's over. I think there's a real sense of let's move forward. And we saw a little bit of that in the surge in early voting on Friday, on Saturday, which was the last day of early voting. And it occurred just a couple of days after the announcement. People really went out and started early voting. There were a number of folks holding back and who didn't want to vote against the tax, but they didn't want to vote for that particular sheriff. And I think they were going to stay home. And now I believe there's a sense of, okay, we can get by this. We can move on. We're feeling a little bit more confident that we got a positive road ahead of us. So we're going to go out there and support these deputies. I'm encouraged. I think they're going to pass the sex.
Sam, I heard yesterday that there's contemplation by the council in St. Tammany to call the special election for the sheriff at the same time that quarter cent sales tax initiative would be on the ballot.
Well,
You've been around. You've been around a while. I don't think that's wise.
Well, technically, I'll say this. First of all, I think they're calling that election, as I understand it, for November, and the sales tax for the parish is in December.
That would put
a runoff for sheriff on the same ballot. The primary would be a month earlier. And I'll say this, Newell, nobody wants to become sheriff. You were sheriff. You don't want to become a sheriff in a situation where your funding is at great peril. I would suspect that you're going to have a number of candidates running for that office, and I cannot imagine anybody who wants to go into that office opposing the very measure that's going to help fund a core part of that office. So I hear what you're saying. Typically that might be the case, but in this case, I think this plays really into the favor of the parish government.
Yeah, I don't know. I have my reservations, you know.
You've been around a long time too.
About that. I mean, I can think of right now, and I'm not going to articulate it. If I was running somebody's campaign, I could compel issues and dice up issues right now,
sure,
to try and make somebody make a mistake and say the wrong thing. You know, and
the
reality is that unless there's someone from inside the organization that's going to be running, and the chief criminal deputy Ebert, I think, has indicated he's not going to run.
Correct.
All the other candidates are at a disadvantage, right? And so it just seems to me that you put yourself in a much better position to have a much more robust, maybe diverse slate of potential candidates if you wait till the spring. And, you know, after that that election on the quarter cent is resolved one way or the other, right? And if any of these millages, if the millage renewal fails, you're going to want to go back out. I mean, you got to go back out.
Sure.
I mean, you just, you know, so if you're planning on putting the sales tax on there and this millage fails, I mean, you know, it's like now you got it. You're doubling up and you're really limiting your opportunities here in a big way. It's got to be a little bit more strategic. I'm surprised they waited so long to go out on the renewal, to be quite honest with you, because we typically went out on renewals far in advance of the last minute like this.
I like Mosquito District tomorrow, they're going out in advance. I don't disagree with your logic there, but I will say that I think right now St. Tammany Parish citizens are looking for some real leadership. They're looking for a step forward. That's probably more than anything driving the decision to get this sheriff's race on that ballot as quickly as possible so we can move forward. And I really do think that that's got a little bit more to do with it than anything else.
Well, I hope you're right. I hope there's not, you know, a move afoot where there's something else going on there. But be that as it may, tomorrow's very important. And just
it is.
To the folks in St. Tammany, just please get out there, vote your conscience and get it done. And hopefully you beat the statewide average by 4X, 5X, maybe even 6X would be nice.
Man, I don't think we'll get there, but if we could beat it by just 5%, that would be a step in the right direction.
Well, if I'm going to ask, I'm going to ask big. All they can say is no, right?
That's right. And Newell, let me thank Lacey Osborne of the Chamber also for letting me sit in today in her place. She does a great job usually, and this is my second time on with you in a couple of months about some very important issues. I appreciate Lacey letting me do that. So visit the Chamber website. And
we appreciate the great work y'all do over there, because St. Tammany is vital to the success of this region and in so many different ways. We don't always recognize that, but it is absolutely true. So we need there to be successes throughout this whole region for certain. Sam Caruso, thank you so much. St. Tammany Parish Chamber of Commerce board member. Have a great weekend. And Sam, you probably voted already, but let's.
I did.
I'm going to hold you responsible for at least 100 people getting to the polls. How about that?
Well, I could probably do that. I mean, just my wife's family. And
yeah, there you go.
She's got an enormous family, so we'll be okay.
Sounds good. Thank you, Sam.
Thank you so much. Have a great weekend.
We'll be right back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.